In today's gospel, Mary's child is dedicated to God and receives the name Jesus. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told to them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days was completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you, Roland.
And Happy New Year, as Barbara said, a little early, but Happy New Year. You know, most of us will be sleeping in tomorrow, right? Yeah, not me. But anyway, so speaking of New Year's, how many here have already decided what they're going to change in 2023? Anybody? Okay, so you still got time. You got, you know, a few more hours. You figure it out. But we always tend to, at the New Year, make a New Year's resolution. Now, I want to pose a question. A New Year's resolution. Does anybody know the difference between resolution and a wish? You know, when we make our New Year's resolutions, how many of them usually last throughout the whole year? Yeah, none, right? Exactly. You buy that new exercise machine, 1 month later, it's a clothes rack. It's wonderful. Or, you know, you vow to lose weight and, well, it doesn't work. But that's the difference between a wish and a resolution. So a wish is saying, geez, I'd like to lose weight in 2023, but not having a definite plan about how to go about it or a concrete action to accomplish that. A resolution is an actual concrete plan to lose weight in 2023. And mine would be to duct tape my mouth, and that's going to work. Not much in the talking department, but at least I won't be eating. Well, for instance, you know, the young student who just graduates from law school and he wants to pass the board, well, he can wish to pass the board, or his resolution to pass the board would be to say, you know what, I'm going to take 4 hours and I'm going to study every day, I'm going to go through the books, I'm going to do what I have to do, and then he passes. That's a resolution. A wish is just saying, oh, I'd like to do this, and a resolution is having a concrete plan to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Well, how many of us may make the resolution this year in 2023 to say, I want to better my prayer life. I want to come to know Jesus or God even more. I want God or Jesus to be a part of my life each and every day. How many of us had made that resolution? I did. Haven't started it yet, but it's not 2023 yet. But a wish would be to say, I want to get to know you more, Jesus, and then just sit around and do nothing. But a resolution is to come up with a concrete plan of knowing Christ deeper in our lives. So how do we accomplish that? I'm glad you asked. We have the example today. Today is a solemnity, or this weekend, of Mary, the Mother of God. And we have her example of saying yes to God. Mary was asked that you're going to conceive a child through the Holy Spirit. Now, if I was a woman and, you know, an angel came down and asked me that, I'd start laughing and going, this is insane. But Mary trusted so much in God and trusted so much in what that angel told her that she said yes. Her resolution was to trust God with her entire life. And she gave birth to Jesus, our Savior. And she was blessed throughout her whole life because she said yes to God. She is our example today. She can get us to know Christ even better. And how do we do that? Through the rosary. In asking Mary, Mary, show me your son. I ask you to send your son to me. I have this request, or I have this thank for him. We have the example of Mary, who gave her whole life to God. So if that becomes our resolution in 2020 through 2023, to know God better through Mary, then everything else, weight loss, passing boards, doing whatever it is that we want to accomplish, will be that much easier because we will have God with us. We will come to know him even better. We will have a relationship with Christ. Come to know Mary, and you will know Christ, and you will know God. It says right in the gospel today, and she kept these things in her heart, contemplating them in her heart. Well, guess who Mary is contemplating about in her heart? Each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, Mary is contemplating and holding dearly in her heart. And all we have to do is pray to her. Pray to her and keep her as our example. You've heard me give a homily a few months ago about that rosary that I received from a parishioner. I haven't stopped using it. And each time I pray the rosary, I feel such peace. Each time I talk with Mary, I feel Christ even more on that day. Each time I talk to Mary through the rosary and something is asked for the health of another, it is granted. Because Mary holds each and every one of us in her heart. And all she asks is that we speak with her, that we talk with her. And we ask that she intercedes for us to her son, Jesus Christ. And like any good mother, she will go to her son. And she will say, this person needs you. Go. And just as she said in Cana, at the wedding of Cana, now do what he says. Do what he says. What a wonderful resolution to have, huh? To deepen our relationship with Christ. To deepen our relationship with Mary. And to deepen our relationship with God. And if we do all that, then our relationships with each other will be that much greater. Our relationship with ourselves will be that much greater. In the world itself will be that much greater. Trust in Mary. Trust that Mary will lead us to Christ, and all will be good. God bless.